All right, after the podcast, after the closing jingle, stick around. Carson, are you excited? Tyler Hines.
Heck yes, he's my favorite.
We're going to put him at the end of the podcast. A little quick call with him. He's one of the Hallmark actors, but he's like the one that all the ladies love. And we're going to put that interview right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Already like it.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. It's the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
That's not bad.
I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
And the what?
The smartage of animals.
Oh.
Yeah, some guy wanted to call and talk about animals and the smartage.
I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
Smartage is a word. It should be, anyway.
Intelligence.
Smartage.
Smartage. Yeah. Yeah, I like smartage.
You ever watch American Graffiti, the movie?
No.
Years ago, yeah.
Man, it's good. It's got the one that's got Wolfman
Jack. Is it
really
good?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh my gosh, I know him. I know her. I know him.
Yeah, it's like Ron Howard. Somebody told me the chick from Laverne and Shirley.
Somebody told me that it's actually, if you watch it, you can treat it like a prequel to Star Wars. And I was like, no, the two universes don't mesh.
Well, isn't it George Lucas?
Yeah. It is George Lucas.
Because I think Harrison Ford is just the... Yeah. The guy, but he doesn't speak, I believe. He just, like, drives or something.
No, he's... Right? I think he talks. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I don't... Yeah, it's been a million years.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Can you call it a prequel? Because technically said, Star Wars was a long time ago.
Yeah, Star Wars, it would be a sequel, like one of the late sequels. Mm-hmm. Yeah, long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Mm-hmm. I think, so in that movie, they go to the radio station to go see Wolfman Jack. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of Stranger Things. I think they took that exact look because it's kind of on a hill and it's got the neon and the, yes, at night.
Or the squawk.
You ever hear those stories about how they, so the X radio stations would be the million waters that they would put in Mexico right over the border. And that's like where those guys were. And they would say they had to have armed guards on top of the building. They had basically sniper nests or you know, like a, they had sniper roosts and everything, and they also had, like, a guard nest and everything. So people, because people would try to go up and take over the radio station.
Oh. Yeah. Go full pirate radio.
Yeah.
Well, they would
pump up the volume.
They would put the station out where the where the tower was.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time, it's out in, like, a field or up on a mountain or
and
a hill.
And it would be, like, the desert there for them.
And so that changed over the years to where we have a radio station that the building where people go and talk, like what we're doing here,
in town.
It is. And then it shoots from another
We use micro. Top. We use a tower, a small tower on the top of the building called a STL, and it was a studio transmitter link, and it would send a microwave signal to the big tower where they had a receiver, and then it would pump it out through the transmitter and the tower and all that.
And the thing is that the studios that are the old ones that were at the tower had all kinds of RF, a lot of radio frequency. Super haunted. I don't know. One day we will all know. I think from what I see on Twitter, it looks like disclosures any day now. But we'll know what all that stuff is because, I tell you, when I went to the one in the desert in California,
I didn't want to go because they said it was haunted. And I'm like, no, I'm not going.
Bubba went to his hotel. And after dinner, me and Mark and help me out.
His son. Danny.
Danny. And we went out there, and it was old turntables, the turnpipe board.
I got a tree on my house.
The microphone it looked like a movie set. Records in there, cart decks, and that kind of thing.
Like somebody had just left the building.
It was so creepy. And I just kind of walked around. It wasn't very big, but it was like a donut. Shape, and in the middle they had like storage, and it was mirrored. And I remember I got about three quarters of the way around, and I looked at the mirror and I got the wildest feeling.
Like something was with you?
Man. And I don't. I never.
Well,
get
they
that.
Say old mirrors are where the spirits live. Like, you know, they say. I told you, like we were talking about my bud's house. They had to sell it with the old books and the old mirrors because there were spirits attached to it from the Civil War and all kinds of stuff
like
that.
Isn't that why, like years, like centuries ago, they used to cover mirrors when somebody died?
Yes,
that was part of it.
Yeah. What? Yeah. 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 A lot of times you go into like these paranormal shows I watch, they'll have the mirrors covered.
Yeah.
For just because of that. Yeah, mirrors are a weird thing. Mm-hmm. There's that one in St. Francisville, Louisiana, that is an old Myrtles mansion.
I was about to say the Myrtles with the mirror.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hands. Yeah, I've seen it. So they would clean it every night, and then the next day there would be handprints on the inside. Like it's in the mirror coming out. It would be like that because it's like a black, I forget how mirrors are made, but anyway, it's all that.
I just did a little Google on it. And so basically during mourning, people would cover the mirrors to prevent the deceased soul from becoming trapped in the reflection. Mm-hmm. That way they could ensure they could move on. Also, it would stop evil spirits from entering the home, which is wild. Some Jewish traditions, they cover mirrors, forcing people to focus on the deceased rather than themselves.
In the Jewish faith, you do it so there's no vanity in mourning.
Yeah.
The idea is that, it's not about you. But no, I remember seeing that like centuries ago people covered it specifically because of the idea of a portal. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Creepy.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, man. People can stay at the Myrtles.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say you've been?
No, I watch every documentary about the Myrtles, though. I am obsessed. I would love to do that. I want to stay at the Lizzie Borden house because you can do an Airbnb there. I'd be all over that. But
that's
I also
the one where
kind
she
of,
chopped up her parents or whatever.
Yeah, see, she gave her mother 40 wax and then gave her father 41, which actually I still don't think she did it, but justice for Lizzie. But I actually went to visit because I was visiting family, and when I go to New England, hey, like, what haven't you done growing up there? And I was like, you know, I never went to the Lizzie Borden house, but I want to. And so we made the little trip to Fall River, Massachusetts, and they lean into it hard. They will sell you all the Lizzie merch you want to buy.
Is there a lot of Lizzie Borden murder
merch?
They make it.
They absolutely do.
Why don't they call it murder merch? Oh, let's check and
maybe
see.
Maybe people do.
Murder merch.
But yeah, the Myrtles, though, I know there are people who can't last the whole night. I know there are people with Lizzie Borden house who have not been able to last the whole night. There's a few other places like that. There's haunted hotels. I don't know them off the top of my head, but I listen to a lot of podcasts about them. And yeah, people, even when they're not trying to be like brave, they just say like, it's, you know, it's fine. I believe, but I'm skeptical, whatever. And nope, whatever the entity is will make itself known.
Hmm.
And that happens at a lot of these places.
Oh, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I am looking at all these different murder apparel places.
Yeah, I'll be honest. The Lizzie Borden stuff was actually kind of like, I wanted the old timey. There were headlines that they had framed through the house, certain newspapers that when she was acquitted or the trial stuff. And I said, like, sell me prints of that. I would absolutely put that in my home, but I don't need, you know, a cheesy t-shirt.
Why do ladies, and I'm very interested in this because all of you, and I mean all of you, are into true crime.
Okay, here's why. I read this article about the psychology.
True crime and wine, baby.
Of women being into true crime that, number one, we're very aware of all the things that we need to be on guard for, be afraid of, protect ourselves from. And also there is a satisfaction of listening or watching to these documentaries and when justice is served, when they find out who did it, we're like, good, good, good. There's also a reinforcement for us in the, okay, here's what not to do. Or if you find yourself in this situation, because unfortunately some other poor soul has found themselves in it, mm-hmm. you now have that education. It's just another piece.
So why, okay, if women are so into looking for all these signs and these red flags and all mm-hmm. these things, why do y'all still try to fix men? That's the other side.
You I got elected for my gender, and yet at the same time, people yell at me for throwing a man away too quickly.
no, but it's,
I'm not here to fix anybody.
No, I get that. I applaud that when you know.
How hot
you know.
Is he? I mean, I'll fix a hot guy, but I'm going to need to know the ratio of good looks versus you're crazy. Because if you're like a two and you're red flagging, I'm out. But I mean, if you're Harry Styles, I'll see what I can try. I got some duct tape. We can try to fix it.
Carson, you should smile more often. You know that?
Oh, God.
You'd be so pretty if you smiled.
Oh, God. I had some guy.
Some guy said that?
Yeah. Some guy messaged me on Snapchat, of all things. And he was like, smile, or something about, you should smile. And I was like, I just came at him with full venom. And he was not ready. He was not ready. He left.
I think most guys don't get how offensive that is to women. Yeah, so.
I've had guys tell me, DM me, unprompted. Like, I don't know this guy. And he's like, you should wear less makeup. You're prettier without it. You know, you'd be pretty if, or you'd be prettier if. Or
why is that a thing? Why do people say you'd be, or you would, or whatever? Why not just appreciate people for what they are?
Because I think people do believe it's a compliment, that when they say, they're saying you are pretty, but you'd be prettier if. That
it,
like,
doesn't work. There's no way.
Absolutely not. But it's the, I think people feel like they're saying something positive, but you're like, no, that is, Bridget Jones' Diary calls it a jellyfish. That it looks nice, it looks pretty, but it stings. It's not truly a compliment. And I always liked that metaphor.
Mm.
Another movie I've never watched.
Oh my God. Like, I have the books basically memorized at this point, but I love those. Colin Firth and Hugh Grant. Oh my gosh. Like, that is my
Who's
best life.
Colin Firth.
Oh, Mr. Darcy?
Colin Firth is the guy who's in
Love Actually.
I know who that is.
King's Speech.
Oh, it's a King's Speech, yeah.
Yeah, he was really good in that.
Oh, I'm sure he was
He's
great.
A great actor.
Did he die?
No.
Oh.
He's very much alive.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm Wade Boggs.
There's a YouTube video that popped up, and it said, at 65, the tragedy of Colin Firth is beyond heartbreaking.
What, did he get divorced or something? I mean, whatever.
His private life has unraveled in ways that would... Okay, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he played Mr. Darcy in a BBC version of Pride and Prejudice that apparently England was obsessed with in the 90s.
That's the guy from The Kingsman.
Yes.
Yes! What? Yeah. Don't tell me he's got a bad real life.
No, I don't think so. I think he's
fine. Okay, I'm sorry. Mr. Darcy, go
on.
Oh,
yeah, but then when Helen Fielding, who's writing Bridget Jones... She then had the idea of Mr. Darcy. That's actually a character in the book and somewhat, you know, going back to Jane Austen. But part of it was the obsession, and that's that factors into the book. And then here they go to cast the movie, and it's Hugh Grant, who another character in the book was based on. They get Hugh Grant to play that guy, and then they get Colin Firth. And I'm like, I just remember being like, it's the weirdest thing to be like, these are the two hottest men I've ever seen. They're like pasty Englishmen. Mm-hmm. But it's just because they have the accents and they're charming.
You're right.
Right?
It goes a long way.
Accents fix everything.
Yeah, it really does. Being nice and having an accent.
Yes.
Man,
thoughtful.
One of the things I will say is don't ever forget the single people listening right now. Listen up. When you travel, first of all, be nice. You're representing America. Number two, talk to the locals because they love your accent. Just like we love their accents, believe it or not, your American accent is super hot. If you have a country accent, if you have a southern drawl, even hotter. Just letting you know, it's there. Use that. You have that knowledge now.
Well, they said a southern accent is the sexiest in America. Mm. It was voted on.
Really?
Yeah.
If it's a good one. Man, I got to be honest with you. There's some people that shouldn't talk. And I know it's terrible. But anyway.
All right. Well, that was great.
Animals and the smartest.
Sorry, I'm dealing with my dad over here.
Oh, no. I got to go deal with my parents this weekend. Oh, for those of you who don't know, my parents, whose Wi-Fi speed has been around 1 to 1.7 megs per second, which is basically dial-up, I have convinced them to get Starlink. The only thing that the Starlink installer guy hooked up was my dad's TV so he can watch Netflix. But the bad thing is that all their electronics, I have to go and hook up everything, all their phones, all their little iPads and things like that that they have that mom plays solitaire on. All of that I have to figure out, and she doesn't know any of her passwords. Mm. And, you know, like old people, well, okay, well, get to your email and let's just do a recovery. Oh, I don't know the password to that.
Oh.
So it's going to be a weekend of password hunting. And, Dee, I feel for you having to deal with your dad right now because I'm looking forward to a wonderful weekend of dealing with my parents and getting them into the tech world. And then I get to teach my dad. I got him one of those Wonder Boxes. The streaming boxes like the Garrett turned us on to. They're amazing. But I got him one of those so he can get all of the stuff and I can finally cancel Netflix.
One of the smartest things I ever did was I set up my Wi-Fi password to be my childhood phone number. So that way, it doesn't matter who in my family visits, they all know it.
That's
so
smart.
I set them up, and so when I tell them I'm typing it in, they're like, hey, that's our phone number. I'm like, right. Again, a number we haven't used in years. But then if for some reason they, you know, unhook and I'm at, for some reason it doesn't work or they want to set up something else and I'm at work and they can't reach me, they're like, oh, wait. Oh, it's our phone number.
Shout out
that
to my
house.
My bud Craig has the best. See, I used to use, like, I would do different things that would match certain eras of my life. And then I remember when I got that account, I was in this era of my life so that... He told me, man, one of the greatest thing ever is just come up with a phrase, those phrases are, and then just do it. Instead of having to remember a word and a number combination or all these weird things, like I like cheese. And then like I would be an exclamation point.
Or the E's are threes.
And the E's are threes and the S is a five and all that kind of stuff. He's like, you know, just come up with phrases, things that you, you know, do. And I'm like, that's genius.
I used to do song lyrics.
Oh, again, that's a phrase. Yeah. And man, they're so easy to remember whenever you do that. Mom and Dad will be set up that way this weekend. What's your favorite Fats Domino, Dad?
Blueberry Hill.
I love that Bing Crosby.
I had to teach my dad how to scan a QR code. I didn't teach him because he never learned it, but I tried.
My parents, you know, it's funny because I tried to get them to do QR codes. They swear that if you scan a QR code, it's somebody hijacking your whatever it is, your phone. Or
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah, some of those QR codes, you do not want to just do any QR code that you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did one on somebody's shirt the other day.
Yeah,
you
got to
be
that.
Careful. Even in parking now is all QR codes.
Yep.
And there are people who will go put up a QR code over the parking QR code.
What?
Yeah, and it's a fit, whatever, like
phishing a
phishing
scam?
Kind of. And, but it takes you to what you think is the parking website, but in fact, you're putting in your credit card information. And
so I need to go and actually feel the sign now.
When my son, Zach, says never do that, don't ever do it. If he says that, I take it from him.
Yeah.
Unless you know where it's coming from. And even when you do, like that.
Well, no, but some
crazy.
Of them have a phone number you can text instead. And, I mean, I'm not saying it's that much safer, but it seems a little more reasonable. Or they'll put the website right on the sign. And that might be a better way to do it.
That's terrible. Because, yeah, I do. I scan QR codes and parking places all the time. Mm-hmm. I will say this, I do love the convenience of once you set up your account with whomever it may be, whatever that parking thing is, you can go around town.
No.
And if you're in one of their lots.
I've gotten two different emails where they charged me because somebody with a license plate similar to mine pulled in and I had to fight them. And they're like, and the problem is I emailed them immediately. This is not me. My car is parked here. They're like, oh, I know. We'll look into it. A week later, there's a charge on my credit card. And that's when I get real Connecticut Carson. And I'm like, I will file a charge back, whatever. There was somebody three states away who had a license plate similar to yours. Really? Did they have you, David? I want to see it. let's go.
Probably not.
Not. Liars.
I don't get that. But also, you can argue, too, because usually it'll say the type of car and all that kind of stuff on there, right?
No, it just says
you went to
you've
that
been
lot.
It's just an alert like, hey, we've registered that you have parked at, you know.
We are so screwed.
I mean,
So, you know, you're talking about like that Anthropic AI, that new one, the new Claude that they can't release right now because it finds all the backdoors and the loopholes and all that. Think about everything from Bitcoin to your bank account is about to be completely wide open to people with these tools.
That's all right, because my Bitcoin took a nosedive, so they can have it.
Yeah, Bitcoin did take a dive.
Did you see there's a new GLP-1 in the works?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's like there's the two, the big ones, like tirzepatide and semaglutide, that they work on two receptors. This new one is going to work on three.
What does that mean?
That I guess there's now, it's a third way to fight your obesity. And I'm like, cool. Give me the drugs. Let's go. I have plateaued.
What is a receptor is like just a different...
I don't know, Bubba. I just read the article. I don't actually know. I just was like, what? New drugs? We'll take? So I don't know. It's something about the way your body responds to the stimuli of hunger versus whatever. I don't know. It turns off the electric.
Retatrutide?
Yeah.
Retatrutide is an emerging triple receptor agonist.
I've been told if you do enough research, you can find it. People selling it already. I haven't gone
that far. Sounds
safe. I mean, you know, whatever.
You can drop 20.
Marketplace.
24.2% body weight in 48 weeks.
That'd be amazing. Let's go.
Yeah, it just does not seem like that's... Oh, maybe.
Yeah, but being fat doesn't seem healthy either.
Not a good idea either.
So I do kind of... I understand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A triple receptor.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever it is, it turns off my brain.
Oh, they're doing
that.
You can actually go to clinicaltrials.gov and search who's doing it.
Welcome to my
Again,
afternoon.
That's clinicaltrials.gov.
Is there a QR code for it?
I'll scan that. Woo, let's go.
Code Bubba.
ColinFirth.gov. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Well, are we good? I got to go deal with my parents this weekend. I know you're dealing with your dad. Schaefer, any updates on your world? Anything happening that you want to bring out to the stuff?
No.
Okay.
Garrett's off a couple days next week.
Yeah, Garrett, nice. Garrett, has your brother found love yet?
No.
Okay, so.
It's not looking good at all.
Have you started showing your face on anything yet?
No.
Like right now.
We're leading up to a face reveal.
What?
Secretly.
Oh, okay.
I guess the only thing to add is that the show, once again, you guys have been nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame for the third year.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Once again, it'll be another letdown when that that comes. Okay. Yeah,
You get more traction out of the nomination than you do the award.
That's right. You really do.
I had somebody yesterday reach out and he's like, congratulations on your induction into the Radio Hall of Fame. And he was all like gushing. And I'm like, I hate having to send this back. It's just a nomination.
Yeah. Hey, if you win, though, you get to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Early October.
Ooh.
May have a field trip.
I don't know if I want to leave Nashville in October. It's the best time of the year. Look, if you're one of those people who wants to visit Nashville, late September to early November is the best time of the year, just so you know. That's really when the animals are smartaging.
I had a comment about the animals and the smartage.
And it's when the leaves are turning and everything is nice and it's beautiful. And
CMA Fest is over.
Yeah. It's
you can go watch the Titans lose.
I mean, there's all kinds of wonderful things that you can be a part of. Hey, the best thing they've lost, however, seems to be?
Vrabel.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah,
ooh.
That's crazy.
Ooh. That was a statement. You said that with your whole chest.
The stuff that is coming out is insane. Something big tonight.
Breaking news. People cheat on their spouses.
Dude, my favorite, though, is they seem to be flaunting it. And I don't know.
Canoodling.
Again, all of this is allegedly, but the something big in Tennessee tonight.
Oh,
you didn't see that one?
No.
Yeah, she sent that out. And then, you know, thinking about my four-day-old son named Michael. Mm. And, wow, just wondering about all the other great players and coaches named Michael. I'm like, shh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty icky, man.
It's really icky. It's so bad. It's... anyway.
here we go.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Let's go.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly podcast.
I got a tree on my house.
Tyler Hines, he is Tyler. Welcome to the show, by the way. Don't know if you know this, but
thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You
you're walking into friendly territory.
Yes,
this is the best. I don't. I'm just going to introduce him and say, here is Tyler Hines, a Hallmark Channel fan favorite, and Carson and Bubba's as well.
We love you so much.
Please be easy on Tyler.
We could not be easier. Would I tell you? Anytime, like, I see an ad for whatever Hallmark movie's coming up, Tyler's in it, I'm like, and I'm set. And that
is
it.
What is it about it? Is it the facial hair?
I do love your facial hair, Tyler, but I also love you have this, like, wink and a smile. Like, I love watching everything you're a part of. So I am so excited you're with us today.
You're one of the most identifiable Hallmark Channel like movie actors. Like, anytime it's you and Lacey, I think those are the two people that you always know, like, are like, you know, it's got to be one you have to watch.
You guys are just pumping my tires this morning. Hold on, let me get everybody in here so they can hear this.
Yeah.
We'd love to negotiate your next contract.
So hey, you got a new one coming out?
Yes, sir, I do. Yeah, it's called I'll Be Seeing You is the new movie that's coming out.
And it has nothing to do with a holiday at all, which I find awesome.
That's right. Holiday free. For all of you holiday haters out there, this is the one for you.
So let's talk about this. Is it still the same kind of thing? I mean, like, who's going to what hometown and who's going to meet who and how, you know?
Is there a formula?
That's a great question. Is there a hometown? There's a bit of a hometown. I mean, basically, it's a story about a grandmother and a granddaughter who end up roping in the grandmother's best friend and a gentleman who works at the retirement community with the grandmother into a road trip scenario where they are searching for the grandmother's first love.
Oh,
so, stop it.
Less hometown vibes, more road trip vibes.
Oh, okay.
And so, you with little old ladies. This is amazing.
That's the idea, yeah. There's a certain thing, you know, if I could do anything, being the butt of the joke for women of a certain age, this is my goal in life. So having them just tee off on me for a full 2 hours was definitely a pleasure.
So, okay, so in the movie, you're obviously the retirement home guy. Is he single at the beginning of the show?
The activities director.
The activities director.
He's single, and you know, probably for good reason. You know what I mean? What's wrong with him at this age to be single?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
Scoundrel. Oh, Tyler.
Tyler, hold on.
Taking flack over here.
I really liked you until some of us are without a partner currently. That's why we're watching Hallmark, Tyler.
All right. I love this. So we're going to find the first love for the mother, and then we're going to, you know, find second love and a second chance at love for the others who are on this road trip.
That's absolutely right. And you know, the movie stars Christine Ebersole, B.J. Harrison, and Stacey Farber, and they are all so very talented and filled with warmth. You know that feeling you get when you're just at home with somebody you love? Maybe it's a grandparent, maybe it's a friend, and nothing else matters except the time you're spending together. I think that's what this movie captures, a little bit of that feeling.
All right, and this debuts on Saturday on the Hallmark Channel, and then it's going to stream the next day on the Hallmark app, the Plus app.
That's absolutely right, sir. That's absolutely right.
Tyler Hines, I just pulled you up, and holy cow, you're a good-looking guy.
Isn't he a good-looking man?
Good Lord.
Also really talented, and that total package.
But when you look like this, you don't even have to be talented.
Yeah, but he is, though.
I know, but he doesn't have to be. You're wasting it. Tyler, just pump the brakes.
You can't have it all, Tyler.
Pump the brakes.
Tyler, thanks, man. We'll be watching.
I appreciate it.
See you, man. Bye.
I appreciate it. Take care, guys.